This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole has scored poorly again in his Senate voting record on issues affecting American consumers. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, a highly respected national organization, the Consumer Federation of America, has just published its annual analysis of Senate voting records on consumer issues. Once again, old Bob Dole is bringing up the rear. For the year 1986, I scored 80% out of a possible 100, but you rated only 13%, Bob. You voted against strict antitrust laws, against utility users, against tougher standards on hazardous chemicals and food, against a crackdown on special interest campaign contributions, and even against victims of airplane accidents. That sort of relentless anti-consumer voting record may play well with your right-wing special interest crowd, Bob, but doesn't the average citizen deserve consideration, too?
Ted, he not only deserves consideration, he deserves protection. Protection from your annual tax raid on the wallets of hardworking men and women all across this nation. As far as your loud self-promotion goes, I can't believe you think our listeners will fall for your slanted scorecard. The consumer group you mention is a liberal lobby organization with its own agenda, and that liberal agenda doesn't sit well with the average American citizen. Ted, I'm talking about your so-called pro-consumer votes in favor of big government interference in the home, the workplace, and the free market. I'm talking about federal red tape, consumer harassment, and a call for more and more taxpayer dollars to fund your bureaucracy. Ted, when it comes to voting with the taxpayers, not liberal interest groups, I'll be happy to compare our scores. This is Senator Bob Dole. It's budget time again, and Ted and his friends can't take the heat. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. It's time for Ted Kennedy to duck. Here comes another attempt to cut the budget. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, once again, President Reagan is calling for major spending cuts, asset sales, and user fees to trim the deficit without gutting defense or raising taxes. The President has his priorities straight, too. In fact, some Democrat leaders are making friendly noises about working with Ronald Reagan on budget problems. I hope they mean it. But I can't help wondering if you guys aren't more worried about sharing the burden of budget cutting with Republicans so you don't have to take the heat. Well, welcome to your new leadership role, Ted. We'll work with you so long as you keep your hands out of taxpayers' pockets, keep America strong, and don't fudge on the Graham Rudman Hollings targets. Otherwise, you may find that you're on your own.
Bob, some of the strongest critics of the White House budget have been your Republican senators. They see it for what it is, an unacceptable retread of tired gimmicks and phony accounting changes that Congress has refused to accept in the past and isn't about to swallow now. Talk about Democrats fudging the Graham Rudman targets, Bob. The White House has fudged all over its budget. The respected nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the administration missed the target by a mile, by $37 billion to be exact. And that's even before we start talking about the runaway spending for Star Wars and MX missiles, the deep cuts in education and other social programs, and the ridiculous scheme to sell off federal assets as if we're having a national yard sale. That's no way to bring down the deficit, Bob. What on earth would you sell next year? The White House? This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on my top priority for the new Congress, election campaign financing reform. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The most important item on the agenda of the new Congress is election financing reform. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, Mark Twain once said, "We have the finest Congress money can buy, and it's a disgrace to our democracy." The scandal over campaign financing is even worse than Iran. Every year, candidates go hat in hand and telephone in ear, asking fat cats for fat campaign contributions, selling access, influence, and yes, even selling votes in return. Campaigns for Congress are awash in special interest money, Bob, and it's time to drain the swamp. We cleaned up presidential elections in the 1970s by deciding to finance them with tax dollars instead of fat cat dollars. Now, Senator David Barn, the People's Lobby, Common Cause, and I have joined forces in a new all-out push for this reform. Isn't it time you signed up to, Bob, before the next scandal hits and Congress is disgraced again?
Ted, the real scandal would be to ask the taxpayers to pay for your re-election campaign or for anyone else's re-election campaign. No doubt about it, we have to do something with campaign spending. But I'm not about to ask the American taxpayer to pick up the tab. Look, Ted, reform is a two-way street. If you're looking to hurt Republican fundraising while saving your Democratic goodies, count me out. Last year, you tried to ram through a bill that hit hard at Republicans. But as soon as we amended it to limit the massive flow of labor money that you Democrats rely on, your crowd took off for the hills. Ted, political action committees aren't fat cats. They're groups of working men and women who want to be involved in the political process. Let's not cut them out just so you can play politics. This is Senator Bob Dole. The American people deserve all the facts on the Iran controversy. So why are some Democrats keeping the facts secret? Find out on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. The American people deserve to have all the facts on the Iran-Contra affair. But some Democrats disagree. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off on this issue. Ted, you'll have to admit President Reagan has gone the extra mile to get the facts out to the American people on the Iran controversy. But just when the process is rolling, a few Democrats put up a big blockade. That's what the Democrat-controlled Senate Intelligence Committee did by voting to keep the public eyes off transcripts of its Iran investigation. That partisan action came despite the president's request to release the documents. While not releasing a committee report, misleading bits of committee information is being leaked to the press, and that's no way to do business. Ted, the American people have a right to a speedy resolution of the Iran mess. The president wants to maintain his speed. How about getting some of your friends to take their foot off the brake?
Bob, the problem's not the brake. You need a wrecking crew to haul away the damage from Iran scam and Contragate. And you're also being less than candid about the fiasco over the Senate report, Bob. It was a midnight effort by Republicans on the Intelligence Committee to railroad through a self-serving and distorted version of the facts before the new Democratic majority took over in the Senate. Fortunately, even some of your Republican senators balked at such a bald cover-up, Bob, and the scheme to release the bias report was shelved. Now a special bipartisan committee has been named to get to the bottom of the scandal and lay out the facts as soon as possible. The investigation is back on track, and it's proceeding in a fair, bipartisan, and expeditious way. No more tricks like that, please, Bob. We don't want a witch hunt, but we don't want a whitewash either. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on his surprising recent slap at the right wing. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole has made a very interesting choice for his presidential campaign manager, a Republican moderate, not a right-winger. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, you certainly surprised the right wing when you offered the respected John Sears a major role in your Dole for President campaign. Good work, Bob. It proves what I've been saying all along. You're not a right-winger at heart, after all, and you don't really share their reactionary agenda for the nation. John Sears was Ronald Reagan's campaign manager in 1980, but only very briefly, until the right wing caught on to him. He was purged unceremoniously from the Reagan campaign the day of the 1980 New Hampshire primary because his strategy was to nudge candidate Reagan towards the center instead of to the right. Now, after wooing the right wing for months, Bob, you're jilting them as your campaign heats up. It's a gutsy move to the center, Bob, so good luck.
Ted, I appreciate your enthusiasm for a possible Dole presidential campaign in 1988. But you're so mixed up on this one, I'm not certain I want you going door-to-door for me in Massachusetts. First, I haven't picked anyone to be my campaign manager. I'm talking to plenty of talented people about playing a key role in a potential Dole campaign. And John Sears is one of them. Your problem, Ted, is that your playing field always has three left fields, so I can understand your confusion. The good news is that no matter who signs up to work for me, they'll be to the far right of you and your liberal team. And that sounds like a winner to me, and I happen to believe the majority of Americans feel the same way. This is Senator Bob Dole. President Reagan delivers the State of the Union tonight. Is Ted ready to cooperate with the White House? Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. Last night, Ronald Reagan delivered his 7th State of the Union address. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Ronald Reagan didn't just speak to a joint session of Congress last night. He spoke to the American people. And once again, the great communicator demonstrated why he's the people's choice. He outlined his winning vision of America, a land of opportunity, protected by a strong defense and fueled by a revitalized economy. But he didn't duck the many challenges that loom ahead, the budget battle, arms control, the Soviet menace around the globe, and the need to resolve the Iran-Contra affair. Ted, the president's taken the lead, as he always has. The American people now expect us, Republicans and Democrats, to get down to business, not for the good of party politics, but for the good of the country. Are you ready to go to work, Ted?
Amen, Bob. Those issues need attention, and adequate answers will require a maximum of cooperation and a minimum of confrontation between Congress and the administration. Let's face it, though, Bob. The State of the Union looks rosier from the Rose Garden than it does from the rest of America. The State of the Union continues to be confused, and it will stay that way until a Iran scam is resolved. The first priority is to get the facts out and put the scandal behind us. Let the chips fall where they may, Bob, and let's move on to the other challenges facing us. We'll have our differences ahead on issues such as arms control and Star Wars, Nicaragua and South Africa, the budget and civil rights, welfare reform and catastrophic health insurance, and perhaps even a Supreme Court nomination. But the State of the Union will be the better for these debates, Bob, and may the best positions win. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the President's Pocket Veto Power. How broad should it be? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The administration and Congress are cruising for a new confrontation over presidential pocket vetoes. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, a recent decision by the Supreme Court leaves the president's pocket veto power more confused than ever. The Justice Department asked the court to uphold pocket vetoes any time Congress adjourns for more than 3 days. The House and Senate say they're valid only during the final adjournment at the end of a Congress. The court disposed of the case on other grounds, so the next move is the president's. The Justice Department position is too extreme, Bob. The Constitution intended Congress to have the chance to override vetoes wherever possible. That means the pocket veto should be limited. Whenever a president uses it, he kills a bill outright. There's no possibility of an override. Will you stand up for the rights of Congress, Bob, or has the president got you in his pocket on this one, too?
There's one thing that worries me more than presidents overreaching, Ted. That's letting judges assume the power of telling the president and Congress what to do. Now, there are some tough cases that only the court can resolve, but I'm not convinced that any court can dictate the balance of political power between the president and the Congress. That goes to the heart of our political system. Given that, I'd rather see the president negotiate with Congress over what kinds of a pocket veto are appropriate. But if they just can't agree, I can't fault any president for doing what he thinks is right. Frankly, if President Reagan or any president uses a pocket veto to try to save the taxpayers' money, is hard to argue on the merits. But then maybe arguing on the merits isn't what you had in mind, Ted. This is Senator Bob Dole. The camouflage is off. The new Democrats want to spend and tax just like the old ones. Get the bad news tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. that a lot of Democrats want to elect. This is Senator Bob Dole. The new Democrat majority on Capitol Hill has an old Democrat agenda. It's called tax and spend. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, your party's new self-proclaimed conservative image didn't last very long. On the opening day of the Senate, your cover was blown sky high. 359 bills and resolutions were introduced, 251 by the Democrats. Among that avalanche of legislation were Democrat bills designed to create new government agencies and offices, bills to start new federal programs, and legislation designed to jack up spending levels on existing programs. And the cruelest blow, a bill to repeal the bipartisan Graham Rudman Hollings balanced budget law. Ted, a lot of Democrats won elections last year by claiming they were Ronald Reagan clones, but the masks are off, and it looks like another Democrat Halloween trick with no treats and all tricks for the American taxpayers.
Bob, you've distorted those bills beyond recognition. I sponsored four of them myself, and none of them remotely resembles your biased analysis. One is the Equal Rights Amendment to give women full civil and economic rights under the Constitution. The second is insurance for the elderly against catastrophic illness. The third is the Clean Water Act, which the vast majority of Republicans supported too. The fourth is campaign financing reform to take elections off the auction block and beyond the reach of special interests. Not a lemon in that bunch, Bob. And the same is true for many other bills introduced on opening day, from arms control to help for the family farmers to ending apartheid in South Africa. As for Graham Rudman Hollings, Bob, I supported it before and I'd vote for it again. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on whether he's for or against ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. A new effort is underway in Congress to pass the Equal Rights Amendment. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, at the beginning of the new Congress, I reintroduced a major piece of unfinished business, ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment to the Constitution. Contrary to the gloom and doomers who say it has no chance, 47 senators signed on for the new fight in the very first week of the session, including 10 of your fellow Republicans, Bob. A decade ago, ERA almost made it into the Constitution, but it fell a few states short of ratification as the nation entered the Reagan era. Now we're emerging from those reactionary years, Bob, and ERA has a new head of steam. Millions of women are unfair victims of discrimination, and ERA will make a difference in their lives. So before you kowtow to the right wing and turn thumbs down this time, Bob, ask Elizabeth Dole what she thinks.
Ted, great progress has been made by American women during the past decade without the ERA. All across the country, the climate is changing for women. Laws are being rewritten to make them gender neutral. Women are making great strides in business, industry, and government, from the boardroom to the halls of Congress. Some of them are even in President Reagan's cabinet. There's still plenty more to do, but it does show that the strong impetus behind the ERA has been channeled into new ways of winning the battle for equality. I voted for ERA, Ted, but when year after year passed with the amendment stalled going nowhere, I found other ways to break down barriers, such as making the United States Code gender neutral. Maybe the ERA can get moving again, but let's not sit on our hands waiting for a constitutional amendment when there's work to be done right now. This is Senator Bob Dole. When is a zero a perfect test score? Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. Sometimes getting a zero on a test can be a real bonus. I'll tell Ted why as we face off. Ted, your hand must be pretty sore the way you've been patting yourself on the back lately. Our listeners have been hearing you boast about your good ratings on the scorecards of special interest groups. That's why I'm using the airwaves today to proudly announce my zero rating, Ted. That's right. I flunked the test with flying colors. I bombed with your friends at the ultra-liberal Americans for Democratic Action. But you scored a 90% with your votes against balancing the federal budget, with your votes to weaken national defense, your votes to pack the courts with liberals, and your votes to shrug off the communist menace in Central America. Ted, congratulations on your almost perfect rating.
Come on, Bob, confess. You took a dive on that test. You're no Franklin Roosevelt or even a Theodore Roosevelt for that matter, but no one thinks you deserve a zero ADA rating. You're too moderate a Republican. Look at it this way, Bob. If you score zero, imagine what Jesse Helms gets, 100 below. With your presidential aspirations, Bob, it's understandable that you feel the need to woo the right wing of your party. I suppose you can fool some of the right wing some of the time, Bob, but your moderate record on civil rights is enough to take you out of the hardcore right wing camp. And Jack Kemp doesn't call you the tax collector of the welfare state for nothing. Why, you undid a third of the excessive 1981 Reagan tax cut, practically single-handedly. I'm proud of my ADA rating, Bob, but yours obviously needs an asterisk. This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to raise the minimum wage. Bob Dole and I will face off next on that issue. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to raise the minimum wage. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, the minimum wage is hopelessly out of date. In the 6 years since it was raised to its present level of $3.35 an hour, it's lost 20% of its value. A citizen working full-time at the minimum wage earns only $6,900 a year, yet the poverty level for a family of three is $8,600. President Reagan didn't bat an eye when he gave juicy pay raises to judges, members of Congress, and top employees in his administration. Don't minimum wage earners deserve consideration too, Bob? Full-time workers are entitled to a wage sufficient to lift their families out of poverty. They don't earn enough to pay taxes, so last year's tax reform bill didn't help. One other point should appeal to you, Bob. It won't cost the federal budget anything. Let's raise the minimum wage, Bob, and show our concern for the working poor.
Ted, when it comes to helping the working poor, the Republican Senate really delivered last year. I know that tax reform isn't one of your favorite concepts, but we took 6 million low-income Americans off the tax rolls thanks to the 1986 tax reform bill. Also, Uncle Sam will be giving up a whopping $158 billion during the next 5 years by increasing the standard deductions and personal exemptions on tax returns, thanks again to tax reform. And President Ronald Reagan continues to keep you liberals in line, and that means keeping the lid on inflation and crushing your calls for tax increases. Ted, I'll look at what you come up with on the minimum wage, but how about endorsing the administration's plan to retrain the working poor so they can qualify for higher-paying jobs instead of just adding a few nickels to the hourly wage? This is Senator Bob Dole. The PLO terrorist group has two offices in the United States. I say they've got to go. What about Ted? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. It's time to close PLO offices in the United States. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, I wonder if our listeners realize that the Palestine Liberation Organization, the PLO, maintains two permanent offices in the United States. One is a so-called observer mission to the United Nations, and the other, an information office, is here in Washington, D.C. It's outrageous that this terrorist organization, which is out to destroy the state of Israel, can operate freely here. It's high time we took two steps. First, serve notice on the United Nations that the PLO office in New York has to go. Second, find out if existing law will permit us to shut down the PLO's propaganda office in Washington, and if not, let's write a law that will. Ted, the PLO stands for things that all Americans abhor: terrorism, violence, and hatred. Don't you agree with me that it's time they peddled their poison somewhere else?
Bullseye today, Bob. Both of those PLO offices ought to be shut, and the sooner the better. In fact, this is a good place for the Reagan administration to start if it wants to end the disarray in its anti-terrorism policy after the arms deal with Iran. Congress and the country are still shocked by the disclosure that at the very time the White House was publicly proclaiming its tough on terrorism line, it was privately dealing arms to the Ayatollah and the terrorist regime in Tehran. We're already making progress on expelling the PLO office from Washington, Bob, thanks to the initiative last fall by Senator Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey. The Justice Department must let Congress know by February 1st whether it has enough authority under existing law to shut down the PLO office. One thing for sure, Bob, if more authority is needed, they'll get it from us. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Iran is getting contagious. Now Kat Weinberger is doing a little freelancing of his own. He wants to deploy Star Wars before its time. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, Secretary of Defense Weinberger must be taking Oliver North lessons. He wants to fast-forward Star Wars. He's pushing President Reagan to accelerate the program by deploying it years ahead of any rational timetable. The reason is obvious. He's using Star Wars to block a nuclear arms control agreement with the Soviet Union. Deployment of Star Wars is premature. We would end up wasting billions on another Pentagon turkey. Besides, deployment would violate the existing ABM treaty, one of the few arms agreements we have, and it would contradict President Reagan's pledge at Reykjavik to delay deployment in return for Soviet concessions. I know you're for Star Wars, Bob, but it's wrong to use Star Wars to shoot down arms control instead of shooting down Soviet missiles.
Ted, you're not kidding anybody. What you want to do is shoot down SDI itself. First, you claimed SDI would wipe out arms control. Now you admit it has brought the Soviets back to the negotiating table. Next, you claimed SDI would never work. Now you're worried it will, proving you and your other liberal naysayers are dead wrong again. Finally, you're still wringing your hands about so-called U.S. violations of the ABM treaty, while you've turned a blind eye for years to massive Soviet violations. Ted, the public supports SDI. It brings us closer to a good nuclear arms reduction agreement and can end our dependence on the dangerous doctrine of mutually assured destruction they aptly named MAD. Isn't it about time, Ted, that you caught up? This is Senator Bob Dole. Terrorism is bad news wherever it rears its ugly head. Does Ted agree? Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Bob Dole. Terrorism is bad news, wherever it rears its ugly head. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, terrorism in the Middle East continues to be a blight on humanity, and the same can be said for terrorism in South Africa. That's why I've introduced a resolution calling on the leader of the African National Congress, Oliver Tambo, to disavow his use of terrorism as a way to solve racial problems in South Africa. The ANC uses necklacing to murder its political opponents. That's the practice of hanging burning auto tires around the heads of victims. Apartheid isn't the issue here. Apartheid must go. The issue is terrorism. So long as the ANC condones and practices violence, it shouldn't have any role in determining the future of South Africa. You're with me, aren't you, on this one, Ted?
Bob, you get three cheers today. Hip, hip, hypocrisy. If you were serious about disavowing violence, you'd also condemn the violence of apartheid in South Africa and the security forces who terrorize the population by firing into crowds of unarmed civilians. And you'd think twice about cheerleading for the Contras and their terrorist tactics in Nicaragua. Secretary of State George Shultz met with Oliver Tambo in Washington because, like it or not, Bob, the African National Congress is a major player in the effort to negotiate an end to apartheid. I condemn the violence of the ANC, Bob, and I condemn the violence of the South African government. But the United States has a role to play in South Africa, and it's right that we're talking to all sides. As Congressman Bill Gray puts it, Bob, what's needed in your sort of foreign policy is a little less Rambo and a little more Tambo. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the World Health Organization. I say it deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. I've nominated the World Health Organization for the Nobel Peace Prize. Does Bob Dole agree? In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, the Nobel Committee in Norway is receiving recommendations for the 1987 Nobel Peace Prize to be awarded later this year. I'm nominating the World Health Organization because of its brilliant success in encouraging nations to work together to improve the lives of the most impoverished peoples in the world. WHO is an agency of the United Nations. Its charter states that health is a key aspect of international peace and security, and WHO has worked wonders in promoting peaceful cooperation among nations. In El Salvador, the fighting stops for 3 days each year, while the WHO childhood vaccination programs are carried out. And its greatest success of all has become a landmark of international cooperation, the eradication of smallpox from the face of the earth. What about it, Bob? Will you join me in endorsing the World Health Organization for the Nobel Peace Prize?
Ted, let me first award you the Booby Prize for your 1985 nomination. You liberals backed the International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War. The group includes Soviet and American doctors. It all sounds nice, but it's a group the Soviets have played like a banjo. And if you don't believe me, ask two Soviet Jews who recently escaped the clutches of the Kremlin. They're Anatoly Sharansky and Yuri Orlov, two freedom fighters who spent years in Soviet prison camps. Sharansky says the real peace activists were rotting in prison while the Soviet doctors carted home their propaganda bonanza, the Nobel Peace Prize. And Yuri Orlov tells us that many of those Soviet doctors actively support and implement the Kremlin's human rights repression. Ted, that doesn't sound like peace to me. This is Senator Bob Dole. It's time to close down our embassy in terrorist-controlled Lebanon. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.